Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Mortal mind is the unbeliever, the father of all lies, and the instigator of all belief. Choose you this day whom you will serve, and as quickly as possible, sever all connections that do not facilitate your progress toward good. Mrs. Eddy says, mortal mind and body are one. Neither exists without the other, and both must be destroyed by immortal mind. Therefore, awareness of the body, the memorabilia of your mental closet, must be cleared out to make way for the full expression of life as Christ Jesus taught. To come to the realization that I am in the Father and the Father in me requires a consciousness that is wholly separate from belief. Jesus was yoked to his Father, perfect mind. He knew that there is no other mind or power in reality. Through his example, we are no longer ignorant of our own divine birthright and grace. As God's pure mouthpiece, each of us can hear and say with confidence, I love as love loves. I live. I abide. I bear much fruit. I am the gentle presence. Mary Magdalene divorced herself from mortal mind's good and evil yoke. She followed in the way and lost nothing. She knew the price was high and paid it willingly. Kneeling at the feet of Jesus, she poured out the oil of gladness on his feet and on her own head. As she basked in the glory of the pathway that lay before Jesus, not clinging to him, but letting him work out his own salvation, Mary prepared herself to follow the same mind, fearless of what mortal mind was about to attempt. Jesus was never wedded to mortal mind. And after his acknowledgment of Mary's innocence, her divorce from it was assured, for she had made her choice. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God and understand. The commonly held interpretation of the warning to be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers is that we avoid marrying a faithless person. Although this interpretation seems valid, Paul's message should not be considered as human advice or as an excuse to sever unfortunate relationships. As the sun does not choose favorites when shining its light, the law of love does not choose partners. The delightful yoke that one harnesses oneself to must be principle, not person, if happiness is ever to be won. When we realize that soul is divine and universal, we will delight in one another's goodness, for we are all branches connected to one common vine. I am the vine and ye are the branches, expresses the universal pattern of life that brings forth much fruit. Divorce from mortal mind cannot be forced by human willpower, by intimidation, or even by escape through death, for these attempts all comply with the demands of mortal mind. The human mind is not a factor in one's wedding to the Christ principle. Therefore, it is necessary to subjugate human will with humility, to quiet fear with hope, and to divorce death with an understanding that God is our life. Childlike innocence opens the door to receptivity, allowing the pure in heart to see God. If we do not divorce mortal mind through divine science, we will be driven out of it through pain and suffering. For mistakes are not eternal, and the desire to make them must be lost. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, for he is yoked to God alone.